Welcome to Rest Leads Through Revenue, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how we improve our quality of sleep to grow our business and improve your health and wellness. I am Donetta D. Moore, your host and certified sleep science coach, holistic life coach, accountability fitness coach, also a Unity News and a speaker. I am pleased to have my special guest, Diana George, President and CEO of By George HR Solutions and a co-author. Welcome, Diana, and thank you for taking the time to share your expertise and experience.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Donetta. Congratulations on this platform, and I just want to say thank you. I always love the opportunity to share a little bit and offer any wisdom that I can to anybody else. So thank you very much for having me.
Well, thank you for taking the time. All right, I'll get right to it. My first question is, who do you serve, corporations or employees?
Well, that's a great question. And you know what? The answer to that is I serve both. So what I do is I transform employees into valuable resources. And the way that I do this is by teaching luxury companies how to wow, communicate, coach, and retain their top talent whose values match their company culture. But on the flip side of that, at the end of the day, it's all about people. And so throughout my career, I have found myself on the other end, just coaching numerous individuals. So that is a part of what I do as well. So to answer your question, I do both.
Okay. Oh, and that's great. And the other side of it is, why is it so important that you connect corporation with employees or employees with corporations?
Well, you know what? I say that your employees are your greatest brand ambassadors. And so, you know, you can have the best company out there. You can have the best product in the world. But if you don't have employees to go ahead and sell your product, then you're not going to be able to expand. And so there has to be that marriage. And so having that great employee and they work with a company and it fits well, it really makes sense. So they kind of go hand in hand. And so that's why I've always feel that it's important to match them up. And that one of the things that I always say is that, you know, everyone has something that they're really good at. And if you can pull this out of them, you have a jewel in your company. So build your company of jewel people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I do have a question that I want to find. So is it anything particular that employers do look for that's kind of general, like personality or expert? Like is there any one or two things that's really key?
Yes. You know what? You bring up a very important question, and I think that this gets overlooked a lot of times, and it really is about your company culture and matching the individual that's coming to work with you with your company culture. And so you can have a person that does fantastic work and they do a great job and they have the skill set, but if they don't fit into your company culture, at the end of the day, they might not still be that perfect match. And so I'll give you an example of that. You know, a lot of companies, now today, they like, you know, dogs. You might have a person that's into dogs and part of their company culture is dogs come to work and they're there with you and you're around animals all day long. And that's great. But what if you don't particularly like animals and you're not a dog lover or a cat lover and yet you can still perform the job and do an excellent job? You're still not going to be as comfortable in that environment because part of their company culture is having animals around and engaging, and that's not what you like. So that's why it's really important that you want to match that company culture up with the individual as well.
I am so glad you said that because I was curious, like, what kind of culture, so I'm glad you explained it. Is there another one that you can share with us?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that I have seen people throughout their careers, they're working for a company and they don't necessarily go along with everything or agree with everything that the company is doing. And so at the end of the day, even that can cause a problem itself for the individual or the company. And it could be just general things that, you know, and I'm going to use the example of sometimes car salespeople, they kind of get a bad rap sometimes, you know, they're over aggressive and, you know, they're, you know, a little, I'm not going to use the word slimy, but they kind of border on the edge of whether they're ethical or not ethical in terms of selling that car. Well, if you have a high level of integrity and ethics and you don't believe that you want to tell that white lie, to get that customer, you might feel very uncomfortable in that that atmosphere day in and day out. So once again, that's not matching with, you know, who you are and the values that you have and the company culture of the company that you're working for. So those are just some, you know, small examples and maybe exaggerated examples so that you can see the point.
Okay. I am so glad you shared it with me because, you know, now that really helps me to understand what I went through growing up. I had that happen to me time and time again. Now I'm glad. I wish I would have known that years ago. I would have, you know, prevented a lot of heartache and stress that I went through. So I understand it. So thank you for sharing that. Now the other question, now what led you to the HR profession? I mean, what led you down this road?
Sure. Well, you know what? I actually fell into human resources by mistake. And when I say by mistake, I had worked for a major global company. The name of the company was Bose Speakers. Fabulous, you know, company. And they really helped me to understand like what it meant to be a part of a team and working with a company that I enjoyed on a regular basis. But what I can also tell you is they had an incredible human resource department. And they were always there to lend valuable information and to help us as managers be successful and help us understand how to engage better with the employees that we had. And so I learned a lot by working with them. And so eventually, every job that I went to, I was able to take a lot of what I learned and applied it. And eventually, I stepped out on my own and decided to start my own business. And working with clients, I found out that until I was able to help them resolve and handle a lot of the human resource issues, I couldn't get to the meat of maybe why they had hired me. And so I just kind of stumbled into it. After a while, I realized, oh, I'm pretty good at this. And on top of that, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed, you know, dealing with people. I'm a people person myself, and you hear people say that, you know, a lot of times, but you really have to be an individual that cares about people and wants to spend a lot of time with people when you're in human resources.
That's wonderful. Thank you for listening to Rest Leads to Revenue. We're going to take a quick break. Hello, this is Donetta D. Mooring. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful, gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Mooring, which is DonettaDMooring.com. Thank you for your support. Hello, this is Pamela Burkett Jones. Welcome to my new podcast. It's called Taking the Lead, Be the First on Your Chain of Command. The show will be airing at 7 o'clock on Thursday. This show is for first responders and military service members who are looking to transition in careers. The show will air 7 o'clock every Thursday. Looking forward to seeing you there. Welcome back, and I thank everyone for listening to Wesley's to Revenue with Diana George, President and CEO of By George HR Solution and a co-author. Okay, I'm going to finish with my questions. Now, the next one is, can you share the impact of employer or employees working from home while trying to get sleep when they have their family during the COVID-19 crisis?
Wow, that's the $10 million question there, Donetta. And I can tell you, the last month has been very challenging for a lot of individuals. And so I think it's going to impact, you know, everybody differently depending upon their situation. But, you know, if you're used to being outside the home and not working from home, and now you find yourself there constantly and you have a full family, you know, a spouse and you have children, your day is going to drastically change based upon what needs to be done during the course of that day, including including your own work and maybe your children's schooling and all that. So getting enough sleep and having the rest that you need so that you could be on top of all these things is going to be crucial to be productive during the course of the day, whether you're being productive on the job while you're at home working, or whether you're being productive as that parent at home schooling your child. But it really does come into play, because for me, and I've recognized this, you know, years ago, rest is everything. You can do a lot of things when you have the right amount of rest, but if you're tired and you're running on E and you don't have that rest, it really stops you from being your best in what it is that you're doing.
Yes, I definitely agree, because I had to adjust, because I know how I always said, I want to work from home. And it's not easy. It's not as easy as I thought it was going to be, because, you know, at first I used to wake up when I felt like it, and I was like, okay, this is not working. I'm just totally off. And I finally had to set, you know, a structure, like I'm going to go to bed by this time. I'm going to still wake up early enough, but not as early as I normally do. And things are so much better now that I have structure. So even though you're home, that doesn't mean that it's going to be any easier. So I definitely agree. And I am more productive now because I do get the proper rest. So I definitely agree. And it is a crisis. It is stressful to be home regardless. But things will get better. And it's a matter of big adjustments that we need to make in our lives. So thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The other question is, what do you think of not getting enough sleep has on making decision in the HR industry?
Well, you know what? I'm going to say it's not just for my industry, HR, but I think it's for every industry, because I deal with people all the time and I watch this. And there's two things that, you know, I tell people that I don't do. I don't have conversations with people when I haven't had enough rest and I haven't eaten, and I don't have conversations with people that I see haven't had enough rest and they haven't eaten. Because if you're dealing with people and you're having conversations, I can tell you that's a recipe for disaster if you don't have those two things in. So it's really key. It's important. And even in my day, as you mentioned, making decisions in human resources, the fact that I am dealing with people and I'm dealing with emotions and I'm dealing with, you know, so much of the individual, it's so important, because you want to be present with the individual, and that makes it hard to do if you're wandering because you haven't had the adequate or the right amount of sleep.
That is so true. I know that I can really contest to that, because there's been a case, but not a lot, that if I didn't get enough sleep the next day, I sometimes felt like I was drunk. So, yeah. You know, so and I wasn't able to really think clearly, and eating is also important too. So I definitely agree. So that's good to have, because sometimes we make decisions and then we, you know, and realize later on that we shouldn't have made a decision because we didn't get enough rest. So thank you for that.
Right. Now, and if I can just add one other thing, when you're making decisions also, when you haven't had enough rest, sometimes it may not be the right decision.
Right.
Because
you're not
thinking clearly also. And so that's another important factor, because you do want to make the right decision. And sometimes if your judgment and everything is clouded because you're not really present at that time, it will affect the overall situation and what might happen later on after that.
Yes, yes, that is correct. Now, how do you rest your mind after a long day of coaching your clients?
Whoa. I'm going to tell you, because I've had to do a lot of that recently. And I think for me, one of the things that I have started really doing is walking. And so we're in this time frame where we're social distancing, but, you know, still I'm in an office in my home and I'm on the phone talking to people most of the day. And I find myself at the end of the day a little anxious where, okay, I have to do something. And so for me, the relaxation and just resting and, you know, getting that peace of mind is walking. So I get out, I've been walking 5 miles, you know, when I get out for a nice walk. And the other thing is it just extroverts me. I get a chance to look at the nature around me. And I tell you, when I do that, all of a sudden my mind is clear. There's more creativity. I just feel, you know, more at peace and more restful.
That is wonderful. And I definitely agree, because I know after a long day of working from home, which you can, you know, which could be stressful, after my day ends, I exercise and I have Beachbody on demand. And, you know, I did a 21-day fix. Now I'm doing hip hop abs. And so that really helped to release stress and prepares me to, you know, as far as for, you know, get a better night's sleep. So I definitely agree. You have to find something to release. You can't just work and then just, you know, go to sleep. You need to find something to release it, whether it's reading a book or listen to some music or dance or something. So I definitely agree, but that's good to hear. We get ready to take a quick break. I want to thank everyone listening to Rest Leads to Revenue. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Alondra Brooks, your host at I Am Becoming Podcast Radio. I Am Becoming is what I would call inspirational gumbo. We will talk about becoming from motivational perspective. This platform will be an information highway for nuggets from the hair industry business to business in general, motivation. You can catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Come out and become with me. I cannot wait to hear from you.
Thank you and welcome back. I appreciate you, Diana, George, and I'm grateful that you took the time to share all the valuable information. And I want to give you an opportunity to share with us, the listening audience, how we can support you. So if you can share with us your website, your email, or any information that you would like for us to know or have.
Absolutely. So my website is www, and that's by bygeorgehr.com. And so I have a full website there. It really talks about some of the services I have and what I offer. And in terms of social media, I spend most of my time on LinkedIn. That's where I do a lot of my engagement. And so you'll find me there, and I am there under Diana L. George. And so telephone number itself, you can always reach me at, it's a 201-442-9726. And then you can always schedule a discovery call with me. I'm always looking to, you know, find out with individuals how I can work within their company and teach them how to really wow their, you know, employees and create and make them great brand ambassadors. And so one of the things that I would love to do is be able to give your audience and your listeners a copy of my recent book. I'm a co-author, and the name of the book is Anatomy of Accomplishment. And my chapter is A Company Culture That Transforms. And so I talk about those 7 strategies that you can have in your company to have a winning company culture. And that, and it's a little long, so I'm going to say it. It's bygeorgehr.lpages.co/company-culture-transforms/.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Diana, for taking the time, and I appreciate you. And everyone have a great day. And as always, sleep heals.